In early 2015, the idea of Twisted Easel began at a friend's dining room table. Now, nearly 8 years later, we spoke with Cindy in her studio, where she told us her story.
We just want to know, what's the backstory behind Twisted Easel?
Okay, so about 8 years ago, my sister wanted to do a paint party, but she didn't want to go to like the other places because she wanted to be able to pick what she wanted to paint. She wanted to do it at her house because she didn't want everybody like driving and whatever. And I was like, okay, you know, just like kind of rolled my eyes because, you know, I didn't have no idea what was going to lead into. So I went out and bought canvas and easels and paintbrushes and everything I needed. And we all like crammed around, I had 13 ladies around the dining room table, and we all started painting. The ladies sat down, they had a great time. They had food, they had drinks. And after it was over, we took a picture and everybody was like, I want to do one of these at my house. And I have a bunch of friends that want to do it. And then we put it on Facebook and it blew up. So everybody was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, I want to do it. My daughter was like, you know, Mom, you should do this. Like, you should start a business and just do it in people's homes and places, you know, because we don't need a studio. I'm like, okay. And within a month, we were doing paint parties all the time.
While Twisted Easel wasn't initially a part of the plan, art always was. Cindy got a degree in graphic design at Kutztown, then went to Millersville for her teaching certificate while coaching field hockey along the way.
Always loved art in high school. My teacher was like, you should pursue this. You should, you know, whatever. So I ended up at Kutztown and I got my BFA in communication design, which is graphic design. And I graduated and worked in that field for about 10 years. So I went back to Millersville for my teaching certification. And then in 2001, I got a teaching job out here at E-Town. So I taught there part-time for about 12 years and then finally went full-time. And yeah, so I taught there for about 20 years. Most kids love art and it's always a fun place to be. And but it just got to the point where I had been running this business part-time and my husband and I kind of, you know, we talked about it, you know, what my options were. It's just a lot different trying to run a business part-time. So yeah, I mean, the art thing, I was always interested in art, always loved art, and, you know.
She originally decided to run Twisted Easel part-time, but eventually gave up teaching to pursue her own career. However, this was fairly recent, and she confided in us some of her fears as a relatively new business owner.
Just trying to pay your bills. Financially, it's like, it's fine. You know, you just, you know, you talk about it, and, you know, you just kind of have to change kind of like your lifestyle a little bit. I mean, I'm doing pretty well. It's just really hard to gauge it from when I started to where I am now, because literally it takes full-time 5 years to get a business up and going. So I'm on year two and I've set goals. And
luckily, Cindy wasn't in it alone. She spoke with us briefly about a program that assists newer business owners with others in the field.
There's a SCORE program in Lancaster. And so I was paired up with a guy and he pretty much gave me like every tool I needed to kind of step my way through this whole situation. And I still meet with him. It's been 3 years because I started meeting with him before I quit teaching, because it was always like, because he knew my goal, and then we would do like projections. You know, he would look at my finances, he would look at, you know, everything. He just taught me so much about gross margins and, you know, like setting goals and like all this, you know, stuff that I, because I'm not a business person, obviously, which most people who start their own businesses are not business people, but so he helped me through a lot of things, and all those fears, and, you know, just kind of like stepping me through what it's going to look like the next 3 years, and then what it's going to look like, you know, like after that. So yeah, so I would just say finances is probably the biggest, you know, fear. Other than that, I, you know, just trying to pinpoint and focus on things that I that I want to do, you know, with the business. But it's just a whole, you know, it's a whole lot of things, you know, but mostly it's finances and just, you know, and what I found is I'm getting to the point where I don't have enough time to do all those things. So that's why I'm still trying to figure out how to bring people in, how to maybe possibly hire, you know, that kind of stuff. Trying to manage my time better and try to get the right people in here, because, you know, you just can't like pull people off the street and say, hey, why don't you come in here and teach somebody how to paint, you know? So it's not like, you know, it's not like a restaurant where you can just like hire people, because you can train them how to do that. And I guess I could, but I mean, it's a lot easier if they have an art background and that kind of stuff. So yeah, so I'd say finances and just like the growing pains, like how to deal with that, the growing pains of a business.
Before we left, she instilled in us some words of wisdom.
If there's one thing you'd have to say to somebody who wants to start their own business or follow something that they've been doing their whole life, what would your message be to that person?
I know it's scary, but honestly, what I just talked about is just having somebody there to help guide you through that, because there's so much I didn't know. I mean, so much I still don't know. And if you have somebody that has the background, that has, like, the guy that is my mentor is run like a multi-million dollar like corporation, not that that's what I want, but at least he has the knowledge to kind of, you know, make you look at things differently and teach you the business side of it. But I, you know, I would just say, you know, follow your heart, and if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it, but make sure you have like some people there to kind of guide you through, because some people just kind of like do it and they don't have a plan. And then they don't succeed. I've hired an SEO company in the last year. I redid my website. But my SEO company, I think, has really helped, you know, like making sure that you're knowledgeable in that. Because, like, if you don't have somebody that understands the social media side of trying to promote your business, I think it's really hard, you know, because, you know, obviously everything is geared towards that, you know. And I would just say get as much knowledge, learn as much. Join groups, always wanting to learn and look out for how to do things, because I'm not a master of anything. So what's the name of the class that you're taking?
Audio production.
Oh, are you guys like communication majors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to teach, well, I coached at the college. So.
We spent the rest of our time learning about Cindy and telling Cindy about ourselves, enjoying the friend we made along the way.
As we said goodbye and we learned about Twisted Easel's trials and errors, we discovered that sometimes all it takes is family support, a dining room table, and a brushstroke of genius.